who wonder about that. We don't often talk about that kind of stuff, so it's good to know that. I'm glad Pittsburgh has grown on you. Did anything surprise you about Pittsburgh when you arrived here?
Let's see. Surprise. Well, I found maneuvering around town quite challenging. You guys have a lot of really reckless drivers. I don't know. They should maybe up the driving age to 18 here or something and make people go to like more classes. But I've never lived anywhere in the country where driving is like, I'm not religious, but I do a little like thing before I get in my car because there are so many accidents. Like even just on the way here, I saw two cars that were like put to the side of the highway that had been in an accident. Like they were all like messed up. And the other day I had an accident happen right in front of me. It's really dangerous and scary out there. And it's one of the things when I chat with people that are new to the area that I'm just like, be very cautious while you're driving. Cause I mean, my folks came to visit me a couple weeks ago and I was like, please be careful out there.
People have gotten so everywhere, have gotten so distracted too as they drive and looking at their phones. We have the Pittsburgh left going for us, you know, where we'll let you turn.
Then the chairs and the on the street to mark parking spots. Oh, and then like the parking where they park on the wrong side of the road facing the wrong direction.
Oh, that's a bad one, yeah.
But you can't do that in Wilkinsburg because I did and I got a ticket.
I've had tickets for doing that. In fact, it was when I lived in Edgewood. So maybe that's a no-no in the East End.
Yeah.
Well, our time, gosh, I knew it was going to go quickly. Is there anything else you want to mention? TinaDelman.com is probably the best place to go for information, right?
Yeah, my contact information is on there. I guess just a little PSA is to, please support your local artist and the arts community here. There's so many wonderful people doing really great things. And there's so many wonderful, like, small arts businesses and art nonprofits. And, you know, for people that are looking, you know, to get involved, like, we're always looking for volunteers to help out with different projects and events. And it's a great way to meet people.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We're going to wish some people a happy birthday. I can't tell you how happy we are to have you here. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
And it is birthday time. If you've been listening and waiting for your birthday, happy birthday today to Dick of Avalon. We love you, Dick. Here's hoping that you have a great birthday. Also, Ava from Amy Sullivan, Juniper, and your family. They're both celebrating today. Tomorrow we have Jerry of Strabane from Laura, Nico, Yorma, and Jake, and Max of Upper St. Clair from Mom and Dad and Sister Anna. On Monday the 20th, Isabella of Moon Township from Mom and Dad, Jack of Westview, Carol of McKees Rocks from Russell, Grace from your family, and Jack of Bellevue. On Tuesday the 21st, Thomas George Benici from Aunt Sheila, Uncle Ken, and Cousins Hannah and Aaron. Shannon of Harmony from your family. Dale of Lower Burl from Brother Justin and family. And Tara of Washington, PA, from Mom, Dad, Noah, and Rebecca. On the 22nd, Wednesday, we have Maria from Mom and Dad. And siblings Julia, Peter, and Andrew. Matthias of Oakland from Mom Christine. Sarah from Lou, Maureen, and Sam. So good to talk with both or to have interaction with you this week on our puzzle. Lou and Maureen and Sarah, happy birthday to you. It says here that you're one shy of a milestone here. Happy birthday to Tanner of Upper St. Clair from Mom and Dad and Hunter. On the 23rd, Trent of Katanning from Chloe, Isaac, Abby, and family. And twins Lila and Lily of Fox Chapel. celebrate on the 23rd. Finally, on the 24th, we have Connor of Canfield, Ohio, from your whole family. Julia of Wexford, Aubrey of Gibsonia, Cassius of Edgewood, Rachel of Allison Park, Kathy of Castle Shannon, from John, Jeff, and Aaron, Danielle of McDonald, from Troy, Crescent, and Myla, and Sydney of Brentwood, from Mom, Jane, and Dad, Ken. Send your birthdays to us at slbradio.org/birthdays, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, WMCK.fm, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name's Andrea Drager. I'm a PhD student at Rice University, and I study plant-pollinator interactions in tropical forests. In particular, I'm interested in how rare trees compete with common trees to achieve pollination in the Congo Basin. The herb I'd like to talk about is Moabi, scientific name Bilanella toxisperma. Toxisperma because the seed coat is very poisonous, but the inside of the seed isn't. The seed itself produces a very rich oil that's used by people in the region traditionally for cosmetics and medicinal purposes, and also to eat as a delicacy. It smells a little like chocolate, and it fetches a very high price, so it's sought after for that. The tree is also very important traditionally for medicinal purposes, its bark, and it's important on a spiritual level for ethnic groups in the region as well. Despite how important it is locally, it's being lost. The populations are dwindling because it's also very valuable for timber. This tree is also really loved by animals and really important for the ecosystem. In particular, large animals like forest elephants and great apes, chimpanzees and gorillas, love it and depend on it. They'll travel for miles to find fruiting trees.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Subscribe to the Herbs in Action podcast. New episodes weekly.
Never been the kind to worry. this highway never
That is brand new from Sideline. I'll always be a gypsy.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
This is Brady Patsy from Pittsburgh Musical Theater. We're thrilled to be a part of Radical Days, featuring free events and activities across the Pittsburgh region in September and October. Join us on Saturday, September 25th at 2:30 p.m. when we'll be dancing in the streets in the West End, featuring live performances from PMT Conservatory students and more. Radical Days is sponsored by the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Your sales tax dollars at work in our libraries, parks, regional attractions, arts and cultural organizations, and more. Visit radworkshere.org for more information.
Thank you. If you've helped SLB with our great nonprofit campaign every year, our great nonprofit is kind of the trip advisor or the Michelin of nonprofits in terms of ratings, and we've been a top-rated nonprofit for our work, I think for 7 or 8 years in a row, and part of the evaluation is based on reviews by individual people. So if you care to, please consider leaving a review this morning. It just takes a minute or two. And I think they like to see at least 10 reviews, and I think we're just two away. And it just takes a second. And here's the address, tinyurl.com/myslbreview. tinyurl.com/myslbreview. Thank you for your consideration. It's not a vote or a plea for funding or anything. It's just a short review. And I see a few that have come in this morning. We're grateful for that. Time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and we invite you to guess who they belong to. We've chosen one person, maybe a man, a woman, maybe somebody alive or no longer living. Could be somebody from history, music, Broadway, sports, literature. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name that you'll recognize once we reveal it. This morning's initials are T. 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 That's T as in Tidiute in Warren County, and T as in Tarentum, where they build houses to rent them. TT, the initials. Do you have any idea who it might be? Let me see if I can transmit it to you, and you can share anything. Maybe we'll connect. I got spam with Eggs Benedict. Oh, okay. We failed the match again. TT, those are the initials. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. Not Tommy Toon. Nor is it Tony the Tiger. Those guesses coming in so far. 412-200-5975. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. Not Tom Tucker or Ted Turner. Those are both great guesses.
All the time of the day that seems most fun is when the mops are hung and the work's all done, and put our cares and sorrows to rest, and gather round the old medicine chest, gather round the old medicine chest. There are memories fond of mother and dad, and all the good times that we ever had, but the times that I think that I love the best is when gather round the old medicine chest, gather round the old medicine chest. Done my final show, and the good Lord says it's time to go. I'll say farewell, may you all be blessed when you hang around the old medicine chest. Hang around the old medicine chest. Just before supper, and please bring a guest. We'll gather round the old medicine chest. Gather round the old medicine chest. When I've done my final show, and the good Lord says it's time to go, I'll say farewell, may you all be blessed. And you hang around the old medicine chest. Hang around the old medicine chest.
John Hartford. And we're going to keep going with a little John Hartford. Good morning to Patrick. He had a guess of Tiny Tim. He is in South Park. Just take a little time. Follow signs, let things rhyme. It's whatever you get off behind. Now I know what you did wasn't nobody's fool. Or she wouldn't go to church, and she wouldn't go to school. And she made it with a preacher in her grandma's attic. And now the poor chick's a religious fanatical. There's Bill in Homer City with Tommy Toon. Charlie, good morning. He also thought Tommy Toon. Tiny Tim and Tom Thumb. Tim Tebow from John and Carrick.
You could do anything. But you put my hand dead to death, you can find. Just to take a little time. Follow the signs, let things rhyme. It's whatever you get off behind. That old Panama red well is so hard to get. Tastes much better than a filled cigarette. Music in your head and the sun in your belly. Don't take strike a floor of the neighborhood deli. Goes rip, rip, rip.
Listen to him go.
You can do anything. Keep a mind, and it's a bit you can't find. Just to take a little time. Follow
signs, let things rhyme, as you'll never get off behind. I sit around a beating on a tabletop. I can't sit still, man, it's too tall to stop. All the people in the corner gotta stop and stare. Can't take a hippie anywhere when he's going.
John Hartford and Telluride. In 1982, an absolute original. Ty in Squirrel Hill. Good morning, Ty. Tiny Tim, the Dickens one, and also Tiny Tim, the ukulele one. Neither of those, but your third guess is correct. Also, Tim the Toolman Taylor, Travis Tritt, Tanya Tucker, and Thomas the Tank Engine. Ty did have the correct answer. TT, our guess who? And John and Carrick, you got it as well. Congratulations. Tony Tennille from Mike and Mars. Not Tony Tennille, but a great guess. I think I mentioned Patrick in South Park had Tiny Tim. Good morning to Donna, who has a guess of Tiny Tim, and Ralph. Both of them are in Old Crabtree. Ralph has a guess of Tom Terrific. Neither of those is it, but good guesses. We're playing Guess Who with TT this morning, 412-200-5975. If you want to play along, trying to navigate all the guesses that have come in. Tom Tyrone from Linda, not Tom Tyrone. And Nick and Mars has the correct answer, plus Tom Tucker, Ted Turner, and Tommy Two-Tone. Nick in New York City has Tom Terrific and Terry Thomas. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer, as well as Terry Thomas, Tom Thumb, and Tiny Tim. Mick in St. Clair has a guess of Tom Thumb. And I think we're now caught up. TT, the initials we are playing with. And we'll leave things open for a while. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. There aren't as many TTs as I thought there might be. Have you thought of any you haven't heard yet? This TT is very well known. (412) 200-5975. You've heard who it is not. Oh, Tom and McCandless did get the correct answer. He had some other guesses, among others. Tommy Tuberville, Tim Tebow, Tom Terrific, Ted Turner, Tom Tucker, Tanya Tucker. He had Tony the Tiger. Thelma Todd and Tommy Toon. Jim in Crafton Heights got the correct answer. I mentioned John and Carrick also got it. Pudge, we've been looking for you. He just guessed Tom Thumb. Thank you, Pudge, for your guess of Tom Thumb. I wish it were Tom Thumb, but it is not. And let's see who else is coming in with guesses. I think we have a few more still coming in. Oh, Rich and Emlinton just got the correct answer. Max in Verona. Good morning, Max. You just got it with your first guess. Well done. Alain in Maine also got it. Did you figure it out yet? We'll give you the answer in a moment. Why don't we give you an audio clue if you haven't come up with it yet? Here's an audio clue. And our audio clue dates to 1984. You know, back when we thought 1984 was a work of fiction. But the actual year, 1984, from that year emerged something that started like this. And that was created by our Guess Who answer. And it was the number one song on today's date in 1984. 412-200-5975. Do you have it yet? We'll give you a few more moments to come up with it, and then we'll reveal the correct answer. 412-200-5975. We'll be right back. Bill in Homer City just got it. He knew the song and the year and the person who we just heard from. Guess who answered her birth name? Anna Mae Bullock. She was born November 26th, 1939, of Swiss heritage, born in the United States in Brownsville, Tennessee. And a lot of hits coming from her, but the one we were thinking of this morning that was a big hit on today's date in 1984. Did you, Bill, recognize this right away? It's on the tip of your tongue, maybe. She's now 81 years of age. You must understand. Tina Turner. Your hand makes my pulse react. Linda just came up with her, and I think I mentioned Bill in Homer City. I was just on the phone with Bill. He came up with the correct answer. It's
must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion?
Congratulations. If you came up with Tina Turner, today's Guess Who. Mick in St. Clair just got the correct answer as well. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, AHA, and slbradio.org/radio. Tune.
might be the sky stuck to you, little birds and feathers too, random clouds every now and then. What if stars from outer space covered you from foot to face? Without a doubt, I'll help you out, my friend. That I have, I become friends with most of them I get. When problems stick to you like a little dog do on your shoe, hold your nose, I'll fetch the hose for you.
That's new from the Harmonica Pocket, Sand Song, the name of the album. Sue, also new Tina Turner. That's who we were looking for. I have a confession to make to you in just a moment.
About to go on the air, reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
It's our annual car-a-thon. If you have a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need, running or not, please consider donating it to SLB by visiting slbradio.careasy.org or calling 855-500-7433 or share this information with a friend, slbradio.careasy.org. Our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. and handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation with a tax receipt issued for your use. This is a great way to get your old car to a new home while also supporting SLB. Thanks. Well, my confession is that I was listening to a cover song It was a cover of Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. I was listening to it just yesterday. I decided not to play it because I thought it was done too similarly to Gordon's version. But what I can tell you is that the person singing it, whose name I can't remember, sung the words with more clarity than Gordon Lightfoot. And I always thought the lyric in that song was, I can picture a vermouth that a man can make. And I always figured a guy had a distillery and he was making a vermouth. I can picture all the moves that a man can make. It makes a lot more sense that way. So it got me thinking about misheard song lyrics. And if you have any stories you would like to tell about a lyric that you always thought was right until somebody told you otherwise, Ricky's been sharing some with me. There's a song by a guy named Paul Young called Every Time You Go Away. Every time you go. And it was remembered as Every Time You Go Away, You Take a Piece of Meat With You. And Jefferson Starship and We Built This City. We built this city on sausage rolls as opposed to rock and roll. So if you have a lyric, a misheard lyric that you would like to confess about misinterpreting, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Ricky just added Rocket Man burning all the trees off every lawn. I remember that one. 412-200-5975. If you have some that you'd like to share with us, here is hoping you'll do so. To take your call at 412-200-5975 with song lyrics you might like to share. Charlie is over in Morningside. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Did you have something to share?
Yeah. This is one that actually my brother-in-law came up with. So he had a song he thought said, Go and fix yourself a Stormy Donut. Can you guess what song that was? I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's Rod Stewart's song.
Go and fix yourself. Hang on. Wake up, Maggie. I think I got... No.
Yeah, okay. You're the right album. Yeah.
It's the right album, but it's not that song. Make yourself...
Not that song, no.
See, I was thinking, catch a falling star and make a stormy donut. Never let... But that's
no.
not it. Not Maggie May. Not... No, I don't know.
Okay, go and fix yourself a Stormy Donut was what he heard when he listened to the song called Every Picture Tells a Story, Don't It?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's.
I think there's a term for that whole thing where you mishear the lyrics to a song, but I don't remember it.
A lot of people call it Kiss This Guy from the song Excuse Me Kiss the Sky. Here's one. Tom in Whitehall. Hold me closer, Tony Danza, instead of hold me closer.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer.
Yeah.
There's a lot that are out there. And it's kind of fun. Sometimes these lyrics, I really thought it was I could picture a vermouth that a man can make. Yeah, it was Jimi Hendrix. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. I was looking to see what it was.
Right. Yeah, I was always confused on that one, too.
Oh, here's another one sent in. This one is from Tom. See that girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen.
Oh.
And he also I've heard this one. There's a bad moon on the rise with there's a bathroom on the right.
I never heard that one. Okay.
Some of these make more sense. Anything special going on today?
There's so many things going on today, we can't decide which one of them we're going to do. But I think we're going to start with going to see our grandson play soccer.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
We actually have a song. It's called Grandpa's Soccer Song, believe it or not. And I just found it. We'll play that next. It's actually a fun song. Thanks for calling, Charlie.
All right, we'll go listen to it. Okay.
Take care. Thanks. Aline in Maine just checked in. She thought that Neil Diamond's song Forever in Blue Jeans was Reverend Blue Jeans. Reverend Blue Jeans. If you have some you'd like to share, 412-200-5975. Misheard song lyrics. Here's the song I mentioned just now.
Grandpa was staying at our house all last year. He was only supposed to stay for a week. Our mama felt sorry for the old Weezer geezer, 'cause his trailer had sprung a new leak. We asked him to come to our first soccer game. We were up against the Daytona Sharks. His eyes started blazing and his bald head was boiling as he let loose these angry remarks. He said, soccer's for the Germans, Italians, and French. It's for the Timbuktus and Timbuktu. Soccer's for the nuts in macadamia and the coffee pickers down in Peru. Soccer's for the lunatics who live on the moon and the Japanese and all the Japans. Soccer is a strange and an alien sport. It's not suited for Americans. By Jesus, it's not suited for Americans. We were sure surprised at our granddaddy's words, but our mama said to just leave him be. He's just feeling cranky, 'cause a big hurricane threw his trailer in a magnolia tree. Saturday morning, before our next game, we cooked Grandpa some fried eggs and grits. We offered to carry him down to the field, but he shook like he was having a fit.
When I was your age, I could leap over cows without landing in a single cow pie. I could wrestle an alligator flat on his back and stare a cougar down with only one eye. Why don't you take up an American sport like horseshoes or tiddlywinks? You little whippersnappers never take my advice. You never listen to what your grandpa thinks. Don't you know that soccer's for the Germans, Italians, and French? It's for the Timbukers and Timbuktu. Soccer's for the nuts in macadamia and the coffee pickers down in Peru. Soccer's for the lunatics who live on the moon and the Japanese and all the Japans. Soccer is a strange and an alien sport. It's not suited for Americans. By gum, it's not suited for Americans.
We lost our last game to a powerful team, though we gave it the best we could give. They scored on my brother again and again. He was so bad, they called him the sieve. I patted his back as we were leaving the field, and then my brother got all wide-eyed and weird. Who's that old man running towards us? He's smiling a smile that outshines his white beard.
I've never seen such a marvelous sport. I watched the whole thing from up in the stands. Who'd ever thought you could have so much fun in a game without using your hands? I watch you boys running and turning and kicking, and I jumped up and cheered with the crowd. You're the finest grandchildren that a man ever had. You made your grandpa so tickled and proud. Now I know soccer's for the Germans, Italians, and French. It's for the Timbukers and Timbuktu. Suckers for the nuts in macadamia and the coffee pickers down in Peru. Suckers for the lunatics who live on the moon and the Japanese on all the Japans. Soccer is a red, white, and blue blazing sport. It's just perfect for Americans. Darn too, it's just perfect for Americans.
Well, there, you've got a tune called Grandpa's Soccer Song, and that is especially for Charlie. And Charlie's son, Mick, is turning 30-10 today.
It goes like this. It goes like this.
Charlie and Daphne wish their son Mick a very happy 40th birthday today, as do we. So we're told that Mondegreen is the name for a misheard song lyric. A Mondegreen, which it comes from an old Scottish song about the rascal who shot Lord Randall and Lady Mondegreen, or placed him or laid him on the green. So it's either Lady Mondegreen or laid him on the green, depending on how you heard it. And there are a few more that have been coming in. If you're just joining us, we're looking for misheard song lyrics that you might like to contribute that you've heard before. I just had one that I wanted to share, and I lost it. 412-200-5979. 7/5. It went like that. I'll have it in front of me in a second. Oh, here it is. We had Rocket Man burning all the trees off all the lawns. Jose Feliciano and Feliz Navidad. Police have a dog? Police have a dog. Police have a dog. Queen for We Will Rock You. The line is, you've got mud on your face, a big disgrace. Heard as, you've got mud on your face, front disc breaks. Jimmy Buffett, the Margaritaville song, blew up my flip-flop, stepped on a Pop-Tart. I can see how that would work. Nick in New York City. Thanks, Nick. I should have recognized your phone number. He's the one who knew it was Mondegreen, as we were talking before. Mondegreen. Hearing Shotlord Randall and Lady Mondegreen with Laid Him on the Green. If you have a misheard song lyric you'd like to share, 412-200-5975. Oh, Alexis had one. Where did that go? It was a John Prine lyric. And I had that in front of me just moments ago. There it is. She heard a happy enchilada when the line was really half an inch of water. 412-200-5975 if you'd like to share a misheard song lyric with us. Stu in McCandless just contributed for Groovin' by the Rascals. You and Me Endlessly is the lyric. He heard You and Me and Leslie. Oh yeah, this is one. Ty just said this one. Later on, we'll perspire as we dream by the fire. That's I always thought it was perspire. We'll take a few more if you have them. 412-200-5975. To Donna, thank you for checking in with us. We sure appreciate it. So glad to have you tuned in. And that was quite a bit of fun. Thank you for making it all happen today. Coming up, you're going to get to meet three students, 12, 16 and 17, who have been honored by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh for their creation of musical works. We'll hear portions of those musical works and also meet each of them.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Our solar concert series is back on. Join us this coming Thursday at 12:15 at Buell Community Park when we present The Morning People. The series is presented by SLB in partnership with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Plays with power by our pals at Zero Fossil. For details, slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, RadioPhoenix.org, WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLVRadio.org/radio.
stay out all night drinking that moonshine juice. And I don't show the crow till the crack of noon. And all the hens go coo-coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Coo-coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Ain't ever seen a rooster do such a crazy bop. Chicken to ever cock fight again. And all the hens go coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Ain't ever seen a rooster do such a crazy bop. La ha, la ha, la ha. Chicken scratch. The farmer's in the barnyard cooking up another batch. And all the chicks call me daddy, oh, don't you know when they hatch. And all the hens go coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Coo, coo, cock-a-doodle-doo, look at that rooster rock. Ain't never seen a rooster do such a crazy bop. Ha, ha. 'Cause in this barnyard I'm king cock of the roost. Stay out all night drinking that moonshine juice. And I don't show the crow till the crack of noon.
That's brand new from Balsam Range, a tune that is called Rooster Rock. And I am thrilled to tell you that we have three guests in the studio as we continue with Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Award winners. We had a group last week, and we have some with us today who you will get a chance to meet in just a moment. Oh, and thank you to Rich in Edinburgh. We were talking about misheard song titles. Last hour, he contributed, Lucy in the Sky is Dying, as opposed to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Our carathon is underway, and if you have a vehicle you no longer need, maybe you're getting ready to trade in, there's another alternative.
Would you like to support the Saturday Light Brigade? Instead of